Welcome to the hardest hitting hour on television, or as I like to call it, Gladiator Mondays.
Last week, nearly 40 million viewers tuned in and saw that American Gladiators is a lot more than just a competition.
We're going down!
Gladiator Arena proved to be a place where lifelong hopes are realized.
Yeah!
And the impossible is possible. Tonight, bull rider versus soccer mom.
Bring it on!
Shark fisherman versus school teacher. And a gladiator hit that could prove to be devastating.
That's a warrior!
It all starts now.
Tonight, the saga continues with more heart-pounding action as four more contenders take on the gladiators for a chance to win a spot in the final eight.
The battle for $100,000 and the chance to join this elite group of gladiators starts now.
Welcome to Gladiator Arena. Our first event will be hard-hitting Powerball. The contenders will go head-to-head to score points against our gladiators. Let's meet our contenders.
I'm Sherrod Deshaun Moore. I'm a full-time parent, but in the off time, I'm a school teacher. I was a lost soul, a hopeless child, always getting in fights, always getting in trouble, getting kicked out of school. My mother would never tell you that I would have been a teacher. When you succeed in life, you have an obligation to give back to the people that were in your similar situation. Tough times don't last, tough people do. I'm a tough person. I didn't come here to lose. I didn't come here to waste my time. I'm a winner. I was born to win. Watch me. Keep your eyes open. Don't miss it. It will happen fast.
We'll see how fast as Sherrod takes on this contender.
My name is Adam Levin. Basically, when the hurricanes rolled through, I sustained a lot of damage to my house. I'm still getting back on my feet. It's been a long process, and I don't think it's done anytime soon. After the hurricanes, I worked on the docks till I got a job as a mate on a shark fishing boat. After you stand up against a 500-pound shark, a 300-pound guy really isn't gonna bother me too terribly much. I'm here to win it. I'm the Hebrew Hammer, and I'm here to bring the hammer down on these big guys. You might be big, but I'm fast, and if you think you can catch me, bring it.
You can be sure our gladiators will bring it hard to the hammer.
All right, first up, Powerball. Now, contenders have 1 minute to get as many balls as they can into five scoring pods. But it won't be easy, okay? Because there'll be three vicious gladiators out there trying to knock them over. Now, Adam, I heard that you lost everything that you owned in that hurricane, so I know this $100,000 grand prize will really make a big difference in your life, right?
A lot of people lost a lot of stuff, and I think it's just keeping a positive frame of mind and seeing that, you know, no matter what, I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if it weren't for that, so you gotta have a dream somewhere.
That's excellent, and that's great motivation for you. Now, Sherrod, I hear that you're now an algebra teacher at a school that you once got kicked out of.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Don't feel bad. I got kicked out of a couple schools myself. But listen, so were you in a lot of trouble growing up as a teen?
Oh, yeah, I got into a lot of trouble when I was younger. If it was around, I looked for it. I walked around with a road map and glasses trying to find trouble, and I was very successful at it.
But you're not that way now? Okay, well, let me just ask you this question. You plead the fifth on that one. Let me ask you this question.
My mother's behind me.
Your mother?
Yes.
So does she help turn your life around?
My mother is the strongest person that I know. She's made a great impact on my life, and she's my hero.
All right, well, let's find out which gladiators you'll be bouncing off against tonight. First, it's Mayhem, Titan, and finally, it's the tattooed warrior, Toa. Well, good luck, guys. Go on and take your places.
Okay, all right.
The gladiators strategizing and focused as they try to take down the contenders.
Gladiators ready? Yeah. Three, two, one.
Sherrod in blue, Adam in red, and immediately taken down by Titan. 2 points if the contenders get the balls in the outer pods. 3 points if they can score in the center pod. Sherrod got the first 2 points. There goes Adam with his first two. Boom! Sherrod missed the pod on that one. Bam! With the big mauling of Adam. And Adam might be hurt.
Go right! Go right!
Oh, Mayhem is on his game tonight.
Go right, baby!
Adam is hurt.
Go right! Go right!
I'm out. With Adam out, Sherrod will have to battle against all three gladiators by himself.
Let him up! Away from the
wall! What's he doing?
Not scoring, that's for sure.
Give him a kick.
Adam still valiantly trying to compete, but with just one good leg, Toa puts him down gently.
I won.
You won what?
Huh? It's out. There's something wrong. Yeah, there's something wrong.
Why you do that, man?
Mayhem living up to his name tonight. That's the hit that put Adam down.
You're a warrior, man. You're a warrior. Strong job. Strong. You'll be all right.
Hey, man. I want to tell you, if I don't get to come back, you're the reason I got into lifting weights, man.
Oh, man.
You've been an idol of mine.
It's an honor to me. It's an honor to me. Thank you.
Man.
That's a warrior. Let me hear that. That's a warrior. That's a warrior. That's an American gladiator.
Despite all that action in Powerball, each contender comes away with just 2 points. As the medical staff tends to Adam's injuries, let's meet our female contenders for the night.
Hi, my name is Belinda Gavin. I ride semi-pro rodeo bull riding, and I also ride speed events on a horse. Compared to a bull, these gladiators aren't going to be anything. I will be flicking them off like flies. I want to be a gladiator, show everyone how tough I really am. But on that soft side, my mom lives in a trailer, and I don't want my mom living in a trailer anymore. She deserves more. My mom means a lot to me. She's been through a lot, and I'm going to win that $100,000 just for her.
Sounds like Belinda can handle the bulls, but can she handle her competition?
I'm Monica Carlson, mother of twins. Their names are Emma and Ellie, wife of a football coach. I'm here because I love American Gladiators, but I don't know, I'm scared. I'm hoping that fear just takes over and I go crazy. My looks are deceiving. Hopefully they'll underestimate my power. Rah!
Monica will need all the power she can muster tonight.
All right, next up, the ladies, Monica and Belinda. Now, Monica, you're a mother of twins and your husband's a football coach. Do they help get you ready for this?
Oh, absolutely. They're my number one support system. There's no moderation in our family. We just go all the way between Friday night football games, Saturday morning soccer games, PTOs, homework, sack lunches. It's insane in our house.
All right, you sound like a very busy lady. Now, do you have any fears going into this particular competition?
Oh, no fear. Just take it for the win, baby.
All right, that sounds good. Now, Belinda, you have an unusual job. I hear you're a bull rider. Is that going to help you out there?
Oh, my God, that's going to help me. I'm used to strapping myself to a 2,000-pound animal. Tonight, I'm going to imitate that animal and bust right through him.
Well, let's see if you can corral the three gladiators and put some points on the board, okay? You'll be up against Stealth, Venom, and Crush. Now, you gotta get out there and show us what you can do. Go take your positions.
Are the contenders ready? Gladiators ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, Monica avoiding the sting of Venom to score her first 2 points. Belinda taken down by Crush. Remember, 2 points for balls in the outer pods. 3 points if they can get a ball in the center pod. Monica with two more. Belinda scores two around Venom. Monica goes undetected for 2 points. Crush takes down Belinda. Stealth strips Monica.
Stay in your zone.
Gladiators working well together, showing good teamwork. Nice effort by Belinda for two more.
I got red.
Oh, stealth strips Monica. Now, time running out, but still an opportunity for the contingents to score some more points. But Venom denies Monica. Ball game.
Come here. Man, you guys were moving and grooving out there.
I took it from my husband. He's a football coach, so he'll be real proud of me, I think.
Okay, well, ladies, listen, you're going to have more opportunities to score more points, and I wish you guys all the luck, okay?
There's the score, and don't forget, points determine how much of a head start the contender receives in Eliminator.
Now that I'm at the Gladiators, I'll be thinking about them all night. Put my horns on, put my head down, and bulldozing right through them.
The stage is set for our next event, Joust. First, though, an injury update on our shark fishermen.
Adam, on Powerball, you showed how tough you are. Unfortunately, brother, you got a little banged up out there. What happened, dude?
Well, we started off good. I started out with 2 points, and I was feeling pretty confident with it, and then I got hit like a Mack truck, and I felt my leg pop and break out to the side.
Well, brother, you've got the heart of a true champion. I know I speak for everybody in the arena and at home in wishing you a speedy recovery.
Tough break for Adam. Let's take a moment to meet his replacement.
My name's Andy Kenningsmark. I'm 29 years old, and I am studying to be a minister. My buddies tell me I'm a little too big to be a preacher. They laugh, they call me the preacher of pain, the Reverend of Rip. American Gladiators could definitely be a platform to spread Christianity. I feel like there's a direct link between physical health and spiritual health. I gotta tell you, like, I kinda wanna tackle one of the gladiators. Like, something about taking down a guy who, like, I don't know, 6'8", 300 pounds. I gotta say, that would be pretty sweet.
Hey, brother, your friends call you the Reverend of Rip. What's that all about, dude?
Well, Hulk, I'm actually an ordained minister who's obsessed with working out.
Well, brother, you better pray in this event, because that's a big gladiator up there, dude. You're going to inherit 2 points that he earned in the Powerball and continue through the competition playing for yourself. I know you're going to make Adam proud, right, brother?
Oh, man, I'm all about the Hebrew hammer.
Well, Reverend, it's time for you to jump up to that pulpit, brother, because looking to baptize you is the awesome Titan!
Is the contender ready?
Welcome back to Gladiator Arena, where our new contender, Andy, just might get his feet wet rather quickly as he jousts with Titan.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
A possible 10 points on the line for Andy as he comes out swinging against Titan. Titan with the big blow, sending Andy deep into the water.
Another one buys the dust. Another one buys the dust. Another one buys the dust.
Titan puts the owl in joust.
Come on, Rev, get up, brother. Andy, welcome to American Gladiators, dude.
Thanks, Hulk. I appreciate it. I had homeboy, I had you waddling, dog.
You know what, brother? We know who won this one. Big Titan showed he was the man.
Let's see if Titan can make it 2 for 2 as Sherrod takes his turn in joust. A wiggle and a waggle by Titan.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
Well, Sherrod showing good balance. Titan Titan trying to wheel and deal, going 360. But he looks like he might be in trouble. And he is! Both men get wet, but Sherrod comes away with 10 big points. Sherrod was on the offensive from the whistle. His good balance helped him score a big victory over the mighty Titan.
You are the man of the hour. You are the man with the power. You are the man too sweet to be sour. Show him, brother. You put an end to Titan's reign up there. How did it feel to knock him on his keister?
I was so excited I couldn't breathe going down. Man, it felt great.
What happened, big man?
Man, you know what that is? That's battle. That's why I do this. You're only as good as the guy you're fighting. You're good, baby. All right, baby.
Titans spreading the love. After two events, Sherrod extends his lead over Andy.
Now it's the women's turn to hit the joust, where it's hit or be hit. First up on the platform is our bull rider, Belinda. Belinda, you said earlier that taking on a gladiator is nothing compared to riding a bull.
I hope she bought a rubber ducky because she's going to go swimming. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, Belinda, get ready, because looking to buck you off that platform and into the water below is our beautifully dangerous Venom.
Venom, beauty and the bite.
Is the contender ready?
Yes, ready.
Gladiator ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Possible 10 points on the line in joust. Oh, no, no! Belinda, she is DQ'd. You cannot step on your opponent's platform. I don't know why she's smiling. The replay reveals the step over and the automatic disqualification. No points for Belinda.
That was a great job up there, but you got nothing to worry about because Belinda got disqualified for stepping across onto your platform, and it looked like you really had her going.
That's right. I had her going. Bam, bam, bam. That's all it took. She fell right on me. Venom is lethal. Yes.
Fans showing their support for Venom. Let's see if Monica is up to the challenge.
Monica, you had a great time delivering some big hits in Powerball. Are you ready to do it here again?
I'm ready.
Hey, Venom. How about getting Monica wet this time? All right, let's do it.
Is the contender ready?
Ready.
Gladiator ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
10 points for Monica if she can knock Venom into the water. 5 points if she can just survive the 30 seconds. Oh, big blows from Monica, and she has got 10 points. As Monica celebrates, we'll take a look at this subway replay. The soccer mom just pounded Venom. Monica fueled up and powered on by Subway.
I guess, Monica, we can forget Venom Mania because it's 10 big points for Monica Mania. Let's hear it, guys.
After two events, Monica sports a big lead over Belinda. That means she'll have a bigger head start when it comes to Eliminator.
Joust is probably my scariest event so far, so I'm really proud of myself. I'm excited, and I'm ready for more.
Now let's go over to Hulk, who's standing by with the men as they get ready to take on Hit and Run.
Next up, Hit and Run. In this challenge, the quick score points for each trip across the 50-foot bridge. The slow get knocked into the water by demolition balls swung at them by our gladiators. Up first, Sherrod. How are you going to get that lead bigger, brother?
The race is not given to the swift or the strong, but the one that endures to the end. Let's go to the end, baby.
I like it. Well, let me introduce the four gladiators that have a radically different plan for you. Titan. Toa. Mayhem. And finally, the big bad wolf.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Is the contender ready?
Throw.
Gladiators ready? Three, two, one.
Back at Gladiator Arena, where the crowd is waiting to see if the math teacher can add to his lead.
Three, two, one.
Cautiously, Sherrod enters the 50-foot bridge. Each trip across is good for 2 points, and that's his first two. Holy cow, making good time to score two more. Titan has him in his sights, trying to nail him with one of those 100-pound demolition balls. Oh, Sherrod showing good awareness out there. Now he has a total of 6 points. Toa looking to knock him in the water. Sherrod doing a good job. 8 points, 7 seconds left. Can he get across? Looks like fatigue is setting in. Oh, the buzzer sounds, but a great run by Sherrod.
God! God!
A wolf gone wild and looking for revenge against Andy.
Hey, yo, Minister Andy, you have a lot on your plate. How you gonna turn this around, brother?
My plan is to not embarrass myself in front of America. That's my plan.
Be careful up there, Andy.
Is the contender ready? Gladiators ready? Three, two, one.
Titan ready to drop this guy into the water. Andy going to the crawl, scores two quick ones. Those demolition balls weigh 100 pounds, but so far Andy is avoiding them. He has a total of 4 points. Oh, Titan almost got him, but one ball did clip him in the head. Good quickness for a total of 6 points. Oh, to the deck he goes. Two more for a total of 8. He's got a chance at 10. Still has a chance. Oh, just shy of 10 total.
Ah! It's not that easy. I mean, The bridge is wobbling, these guys are throwing these balls, they're a lot heavier than they look. It's hard.
Sherrod looks twice as nice on the scoreboard, and if he can maintain this big lead, he'll have a big head start when it comes to the eliminator. Now it's time for the ladies to go target shooting as they take on Assault.
Now it's Assault. Here, contenders must avoid taking shots from the Gladiator cannon while firing back using their own weaponry. Contenders can score 10 big points by hitting the Gladiator target. Now, Monica, going into this event, you're out in front 16-4. You've impressed a lot of people with that can-do attitude, all right? So you're gonna keep it up?
I'm so ready to go. I'm excited, and hopefully, I'm just gonna do my best. Hopefully, it's good enough.
All right, well, let's meet the Gladiator looking to gun you down. It's Helga!
Oh, look out! It's Helga time.
Is the contender ready?
Ready!
Gladiator ready? Three, two, one.
A possible 10 points at stake for Monica if she can hit the target. A single point for each weapon fired. Slingshot, release. That's 1 point. Looking to move on to station number two. Oh, Helga nailed her. Game over. Oh, the crowd just loves Helga. Monica feels the pain of a 100-mile-an-hour shot.
All right, now,
now, Belinda. There's still time, but you need to score some points to get back in this competition. You think you can do it?
You're right, Layla. I am behind in the points, so I'm gonna have to go ballistic here and charge after the maximum points.
All right, well, it's time to cowgirl up, Miss Bull Rider.
Is the contender ready?
Ready, sir!
Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
Helga looking to go 2 for 2 in assault. The first station is the slingshot for Belinda. Got the shot off for a point, missed the target. But Belinda made it safely to the second station. She has to load the turret and then get the bullseye in her sights. She nailed it, and there goes Helga!
Swimming! Woo!
Woo! There it is! And there she goes!
Good job, dog! Good job! Now look, I told you score some points, and you did it!
Did it just for you and just for my fans out there. I really needed to catch up, and this is a great way to start it.
Belinda is our first contender to send a gladiator flying. In doing so, she cuts into Monica's lead. When we come back, it'll be the men's turn at assault.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Back in Gladiator Arena, and back to Layla Ali.
All right, next up, the guys take on assault. First up, Andy. Now, Andy, you're an ordained minister, okay? But you do a lot of trash talking for a man of the cloth.
Well, as Christians, we're taught to be humble, but I really feel my God-given gift is talking trash. And I just really want to, you know, exude my gifts out here and just take it to the next level.
Okay, well, you may need a divine intervention, okay? Especially because the gladiator looking to take you out is Justice.
Judge, jury, ginormous.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready? Oh. 3, 2, 1.
Andy can score 10 points if he can nail that target. Having trouble with the slingshot, got a shot off for a single point. Nowhere near the target. Now on to station number 2. Has to load the turret. He got a shot off for a second point, but missed the target. Now he has to find the arrow in the sandbox for a third point. Got it. Oh, and he got nailed coming out of the sandbox. Justice is served.
That's right. That's what it do. Now what's up? That's what it do, baby.
In the replay, Andy had no chance. Justice had him in his sights.
Okay, Sherrod, it is your turn to face Justice.
All right.
All right, right. Now, you're not gonna let him bust you in the head with one of those balls, are you?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the law. Where I'm from, assault gets you 3 to 5, and I'm trying to get 10 tonight, baby, so we're gonna see what happens.
Let's go, boy!
Is the contender ready?
Yeah!
Gladiator ready?
Three, 2, 1. Gerard looking to fire the slingshot, but Justice is mighty tough with those 100-mile-an-hour shots. A misfire, but he gets credit for his first point. Oh, he gets hit.
That's what it do. Woo!
Gerard cranked the protective shield the wrong way and got nailed on the arm.
Woo!
Well, all right.
Rupert dancing on his head.
Woo! Oh, man. Well, at least he didn't hit you in the head. I'm sorry. You look pretty upset there.
It's all right. I'll be back.
Andy picks up a couple of points in assault to move a little closer to Sherrod. Now it's time for the ladies to climb pyramid.
It's time for to the Gladiator Pyramid, where contenders race to the top for 10 points. But to reach the peak, they have to fight an uphill battle against our gladiators. Monica, you'll be facing off with Stealth. And Belinda, you'll need to watch out for Fury.
Are the contenders ready?
Hey!
Gladiators ready?
Woo!
3, 2, 1.
10 points on the line for the first contender who can make it to the top of Pyramid. Belinda and Fury getting into it. Oh, Monica just drops Stealth and makes a run for it. Stealth rallies and stops her right at the last moment. But Monica breaks free again. Got 10 points. The soccer mom with the great run on Pyramid. Stealth caught Monica just before she reached the top and looked like she was going to toss her down. But Monica broke free and became the first contender to reach the top of Pyramid. Monica's 13-point lead will give her a 6.5-second head start in Eliminator.
I didn't come here to lose. I came here to win. And I'm going to be putting my winning boots on, lacing them up, and chasing that $100,000 once again from my mom. Here we go. Woo-hoo!
Monica feeling good, but will she be able to hold on? The Eliminator is next. It has all come down to this, the last challenge, the one event that can change it all, the ultimate obstacle course, Eliminator.
It has already proven too much for many of our brave contenders. What will it have in store tonight? It's time for the Eliminator. Remember, the winner here will land himself a spot in the final eight alongside Moley and Shanae, Anthony and Venus, and Adonis and Cien, as well as a chance to win $100,000, a 2008 Toyota Sequoia, and the right to become a new American Gladiator. Okay, Sherrod, our algebra teacher, it's easy math. Thanks to your strong 8-point lead, you'll be getting a 4-second head start. Do you think it's gonna be too much for Andy? He's gonna flunk out here?
Well, I want to run a good race. I'm going to go out there and give it the best I can, and hopefully that head start will give me a victory.
Okay, I hope so, too, because you know that the Eliminator is tough by design, okay? Are you worried that you might be the next victim of the Travelator? Because that thing has just been tearing people up.
My coach taught me to embrace the pain, so when it gets painful, I'm just going to hold on and go for the ride.
All right, we're going to bring it, all right. Now, for my ordained minister, Andy, since replacing Adam, who was injured early on, you put on quite a show, but you are down 4 seconds. What's the plan here?
Honestly, I just want to represent for Adam. I want to give him a good show, and I really want to win for him.
I'm ready to see it. It's preacher against teacher. Come on!
Let's see if Sherrod's 4-second head start will be enough to hold off Andy.
Andy, you'll go on my second whistle. 3, 2, 1.
Sherrod doesn't even need the rope to scale that 8-foot wall, and Andy is off and running. Looks like Sherrod might be struggling under the fiery surface, losing his 4-second head start. They are neck and neck as they climb straight up 30 feet on the cargo net. Andy beginning to pull away. Sherrod still struggling to get to the top of the net as the preacher man enters the handbike. The handbike is just grueling on these exhausted contenders. But Andy makes it across. Now Sherrod's turn. The Reverend of Rip down the balance beam and beginning his 30-foot climb up the pyramid. Gerard is really losing ground. He needs to make up some time here, but he looks like he is running out of gas. Down the zip line for Andy. Onto the Travelator, which is always the great equalizer here. Oh, Andy loses his footing. Gerard might have a chance. But Andy makes it up. Ascends the final few steps and breaks through the wall. Andy, the Preacher Man, wins Eliminator and advances to the final eight.
Andy, your time was 2:04. That is the fastest time yet. Adam, who you're replacing, is even in the audience cheering you on.
Oh boy, I want it for him, man. It is about us the whole way, man. It's about me and him.
You even had a start later, but you caught up so fast, you just kept going.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, that's hard. If somebody comes over here and says that's not hard, they're a liar. That's my boy, Sherrod. Y'all give it up for Sherrod.
With your time of 2:04, you have guaranteed yourself a spot in the final eight. Let's hear it for Andy.
Lots of love and congratulations from Adam to Andy. Andy now has the fastest men's time and joins Anthony in the final eight. Adonis, now in fourth place, is in danger of being eliminated in the coming weeks. The Hulkster is with the ladies as they get ready for Eliminator.
Now it's the women's turn to battle the Eliminator. Monica, with your 10-point performance on the pyramid,
you have a 13-point lead, which is a 6.5-second head start on the Eliminator.
Is that going to be enough to get the job done?
Oh, I'm just going to travel like lightning. That's all I can do. I'm going to give it all I got, go as fast as I can, endurance, strength, power, whatever it takes.
Go for it, go for it. Belinda, the bull rider. Monica hasn't been able to buck you off all night, but now she's getting a big head start here. How's your rodeo experience going to help you ride the Eliminator all the way to victory?
I'm just gonna put my head down like a bull and chase after that rat and leave her behind in the dust again.
Okay, guys, will it be Monica? Will it be Belinda? Who's ready for the Eliminator?
When we come back, anything can happen as the women go head to head on the Eliminator. Welcome back to Gladiator Arena, where it's winner take all as the women take on the Eliminator.
Are the contenders ready? Monica, you will go on my first whistle. Belinda, you'll go on my second whistle. 3, 2, 1.
Monica, the soccer mom, quickly scales the 8-foot wall. Belinda, the bull rider, off and running. Monica quickly into the water. Looking good underneath the fiery surface. At the bottom of the 30-foot climb, straight up that cargo net. Monica really making good time. Belinda trying to keep up with the lady in red. On to the barrel roll for Monica. Now to the hand bike. So grueling, requiring so much upper. Oh, Monica loses her grip. This could be an opportunity for Belinda to make up some lost ground. But she loses her handle, too. Monica flying up the pyramid. Belinda struggling to keep up. Oh! Monica is making fantastic time on this run of the Eliminator. But the Travelator is always tough. Oh, but Monica seems to handle it pretty easily. One try, and she is over the Travelator. Now, oh my goodness, 2 minutes flat for Monica.
Come here, Dynamo. Come here, you energy package. Get over here. You are unbelievable. Are you even breathing hard? I mean, you made it look easy. Every single move. I watched you swim. I watched you go up the net. I watched you do everything. It's like you planned the work the plan. You're unbelievable.
Thank you so much. I tried to conserve energy where I could. I knew the zip line, I could take a deep breath or two. And that darn hand bike, it's gonna kill me, I think.
You did a great job, and your time of 2 minutes is the fastest time of any contender, man or woman. And it guarantees you a definite spot in the final eight, so you will be back to battle the Gladiators. Are you ready for the Gladiators?
I'm ready, bring it on!
Monica and Andy showed they have what it takes, putting themselves on top of their respective rankings and proving they are anything but ordinary in our Toyota Sequoia winning moment. Updating the leaderboards, Monica now joins Andy and Anthony in the final eight. Sliding to fourth position in their brackets, both Adonis and Venus risk elimination if their times are beaten in the coming weeks. Next week on American Gladiators, Venus and Adonis find out if their eliminator times are good enough. Go! As four more contenders go head-to-head to see who will move on and who will go home.
Where are you going, son?
The intensity and drama reach new levels. It's all next Monday at 8, 7 Central.